I just want to pick out some of the different foods of the world. I mean, the food is obviously the thing that keeps us alive, keeps us going, you know, gives us energy and all the other wonderful things in life, you know. And of course, the way that it's changed and the different types of food is astonishing, absolutely astonishing. Of course, here in the UK, our favourite foods are obvious. Just go to the supermarkets, and we're the only really nation in the world that has categories like biscuits. We love biscuits. We love ketchup. We love big beans. These are the sort of areas which are just totally, totally homogenous to us Brits. Go a little bit further afield. Let's go to Russia. I mean, I lived in Russia for 3 years, and the food there, basically, the key ingredient is ensure that all Russian food has more than 50% fat in it. Reason being, fatten yourselves up for the winter. It's like hibernation. Remember that old Blue Peter rabbit? Yeah, they used to put it in a cardboard box and leave for 6 months and then take out again. Or was it a tortoise? Can't remember, but they're the same, really, aren't they? That's what the Russian food is like. Aussies, well, of course, are not. I mean, I've seen some things in the world, mate, but really, mate, the best food in the world is a chikai roll and a 4-20 meat pie. I mean, and my goodness, I've tasted those. And luckily, I've got the T-shirt and the badge saying I survived, which is a relief. The biggest irony of them all, of course, is the French. I mean, you expect the best cuisine in the world from France, and actually you do have an awful lot of the best cuisine in the world in France. But don't do petit déjeuner there, don't do breakfast. I mean, it's just extraordinarily wrong. I mean, what they do, they grab the baguette, the long, lovely baguette, fresh out of the boulangerie, and then cover it in butter, and then dip it into a bowl of, wait for it, here we go, hot chocolate. And you'll see this on French breakfast tables across the land. Extraordinary, really. And I'm amazed that habit hasn't really caught on over here. Who knows? It might do.